While many Australians take birth certificates for granted, almost 500,000 citizens do not have access to one. The document shouldn't be hard to obtain, so why do so many people go without? Nicole Wedding has the story.
An estimated 500,000 Australians do not have a birth certificate, and most of those affected are thought to be from the nation's Indigenous population. Without a birth certificate, accessing mainstream services, applying for a job, and even voting can be a challenge. Pathfinder's National Aboriginal Birth Certificate Program aims to change this by conducting sign-up days in areas most affected. Hilton Naden is the coordinator of the project. He explains what's involved.
We're funded by the Australian government to provide free birth certificates for young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in Queensland, New South Wales, the ACT and Victoria. Now, each state has their own cost, and when you're talking about Aboriginal families with anywhere from 5 to 10 kids, it gets a bit expensive for them to be able to provide birth certificates for their children. So this is to help with access to education, school, access to employment, access to driver's licence. It opens up services for Aboriginal people in general.
How many people have been signing up to the program? Have you had a lot of interest?
We've got a target of 7.5 that we have to provide. We're about 4,500 into that target. The majority at this stage have been coming from New South Wales, and we've recently done a couple of sign-up days up in Queensland, and the numbers are starting to roll in. The close of last year and the beginning of this year was very busy because we've had new enrolments. Everyone has to have ID for when they enrol into kindy and high school. So we've been flat chat.
Hilton Naden, coordinator of Pathfinder's National Aboriginal Birth Certificate Program. On top of the practical benefits that come with having proper documentation, Aboriginal birth certificates are of symbolic importance. That's according to Michael Mansell, Secretary of the Aboriginal Provisional Government.
Up until recent times, we all subscribed to the view that if white people said we had to register our children with the births and deaths registry at the hospital, then we just had to do it. In more recent times, more and more Aboriginal people have jacked up against that, believing that they want their child to enter into the Aboriginal nation with the identity as an Aboriginal child and not as a white person or an Australian, and therefore they apply for Aboriginal birth certificates and make those available to the child as it gets older, so the child has got that identity from the word go.
Do you think that these kinds of initiatives have enough government support?
Back in the 70s and 80s, most Aboriginal organisations were the outlets for any initiative from Aboriginal people to further our independent and unique identity. In more recent times, most organisations around the country have been very controlled by government funding, so it's very awkward for Aboriginal organisations to take those initiatives. The government, of course, doesn't help, because the government is hell-bent on making sure that we Aboriginal people toe the line and be jacky-jacky Australians. They certainly don't lean over in any shape or form to help Aboriginal people get access to Aboriginal birth certificates.
Michael Mansell, Secretary of the Aboriginal Provisional Government, speaking to The Wire's Nicole Wedding.